Turkish company has bought a 95% stake in Mannok, the building materials and packaging group made up of assets once owned by the businessman Sean Quinn. Let's get more from our economics and public affairs correspondent David Murphy. David, what happened today?
So these businesses, as you said, were owned by Sean Quinn, but for the past 10 years, they've basically been owned 95% by three US hedge funds and 5% by local management, including Kevin Lunny, who is the chief operations officer, who was subject to a horrific attack in 2019, and the CEO, the new CEO, Dara O'Reilly. They're now going to be owned 95% by a large Turkish group. These companies are involved in cement, concrete, quarrying and insulation.
There is a very, very long background to today's development. Will you summarise it for us?
Yeah, so Sean Quinn was once Ireland's richest man. He built up a massive group around the border area in hotels, plastics, insurance, cement, radiators. He grew it into a company that was worth almost 5 billion euro, but he took a massive gamble by investing in shares in Anglo-Irish Bank, and he spent 3 billion euro on that stake. And ultimately, those shares fell from 17 euro down to almost 20 cent. At the same time, his companies owed Anglo-Irish Bank almost 3 billion euro. Long story short, he lost control of the whole group. He spent a short period of time in jail for contempt of court. The insurance industry, insurance company, left a huge hole in the country's insurance compensation fund. And to this day, people are still paying a 2% levy on car and household insurance to make up for that. There were a series of attacks on the Quinn business when it went into other hands. And over a period of time, there were something like 70 attacks on the businesses. So now today really means that this company is well beyond the reach of Sean Quinn.
David Murphy, thank you very much for being with us.